Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1579. We're learning today a little nishmas Moshe Dov. Remember, Baron Zis, a little nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. The Refuah Shleima Yaakov Ben Sarah, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we're going through paper. We're actually in the category of Chasar and Kis, Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. We're trying to cover what is paper. Where do we, a blank piece of paper in a loose leaf, in a machberis, you have a regular notebook that's attached, you have a loose leaf that's not attached, and then you have also plain paper, pieces of blank paper. Is it Muksa? Is it not Muksa? If it is Muksa, what type of Muksa is it? And we went through the various last few shiurim. We went through into the details quite a bit as the various different shitas. We saw the Mishnah Berurah, Ramash, all hold chasar and kis. There were the prima godim holds it could be klisha malach de leiser. Possibly if you use it for something else, the prima godim said also it could be chasar and kis if you're machmir not to use it. And there were others who said no, it's no problem. Some wanted to say even muksa machmas gufay. So they could fall into any one of four categories. It could be heter, it could be klisha malach de leheter, and it could be one of the other categories. So okay, so the bottom line is let's just see what do we have over here from the sefer, which should start off a little bit from the sefer Reb Simcha Menem Kohn, that Reb Simcha Menem Kohn on his halachas of muksa, like we've been saying that Baruch Hashem quite a number of svarim on muksa, and we try and spread the wealth, as they say, learn from each one a little bit. So he says like this. First and foremost, he says a blank check. Before we get to the, just want to go through some various different things that could come up, Taka, on a weekly basis. So blank paper we'll get to, but he says, as we're on the spot, just to go through it, a blank check, he says a blank check would be muksa machmas chasar and kis, because a blank check, a person has a check, right? I don't want it getting lost, I don't want something happening to it, I need my check, but besides that, the person doesn't want it to, you have on a check itself, a person has the bank account number. So a person has, the bank account number, and so a check would not be klisha malach de leiser. He brings on a check would taka fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasar and kis. Person's machmas. Usually they keep their checkbook in a special place, and they don't want their checks being used for anything else, obviously, right? For the various reasons we just spoke about. Okay. So that's one. Now, he said that's one type of paper, a check. Now, he says a different type of paper. Again, before we get to the regular writing paper, which we'll get to, but I want to go through some of the things he brings down here. Scrap paper. Let's say regular scrap paper. A person has like taka. Let's say you don't have these plain pieces of blank paper that I'm going to be writing on or whatever. It's a regular scrap paper that the kids scribble on and they throw here, they throw there, whatever the case is. It's not obviously nobody's machbit on it, right? Regular scrap paper that's used for everything, scribbling or whatever. The kid says, oh, I want to draw. So you give him a piece of this scrap paper, right? So obviously that's not chasar and kis. That's not klisha malachta. That's not chasar and kis because nobody's makbid on it, right? So what do we say? Maybe it's klisha malachta le'isr. It's used for writing. Or maybe we'll say it's muksamach maskufa. But he brings down regular scrap paper would be klisha malachta leheter. Klisha melachta leheter, meaning it would be allowed to be moved. Regular scrap paper, lefi, again, Reb Simcha Ben Imkon, how he brings it down in his sefer, he brings this down on page 173. Again, regular scrap paper that's used for drawing on for the kids and the person is not makbet at all and they couldn't care less, whatever, it's garbage, it's thrown around, half of it is on the floor, whatever the case is. So he wants to say that regular scrap paper would be klisha melachta leheter and that is fine. That's no problem. Now he brings down another type of paper. So he says, what about a canceled check? Moving back again, paper in reference to a regular check would be also machmas chasar and kis, a canceled check. If one saves for records, let's say somebody's machbid, they're canceled checks, they keep on to. Some people are very machbid on records and these type of things. So again, the same thing. You have your bank accounts on it and so on. I'm not going to get into it right now. It could be shtari hadyaitis, but lemais, he says machmas chasar and kis. Also, that a regular canceled check would be machmas chasar and kis if one saves it for his records. So that's another interesting thing. And one more thing he says over here, Again, we'll get to the upcoming shiurim, the regular blank writing paper people use for learning and so on. But he says, now what about typing, computer paper, graph paper, these type of things, typing, computer, graph paper that people taka use. It's people, he says, taka would fall under. He brings down, chasar and kiss. He brings this down from, Shlomo Zalman taka, that, Shlomo Zalman, Pnini Hamor, he brings down in ice number 9, that not blank paper. Again, blank paper was a little bit different in the Shmir Shabbos, but this is the regular typing, computer paper. The old days, typing. Nowadays, you have the computer paper used for typing to print things out. Graph paper and these type of things would be muksa, machmas, chaser, and kiss. Also, again, for the same things, because a person's mach, but I don't want anybody using it for anything else. I put it as special aside. It's used special to print out on my computer the things I need, very important things. So this would also fall under muksa, machmas, chaser, and kiss. So we're starting to see how we're setting it up. There's various different type of papers. We say, quote unquote, paper that would fall under different categories. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next year. We'll try and get to Bezras Hashem down the road. Blank paper. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.